about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on, and you're on, too. And tonight, as I mentioned last night, we are going to have Lindsay Williams on once again. He hasn't been here in a while, and several months. And, of course, at the time we were talking about the, you know, the planned energy rise, the cost of energy, and we're going to see that in 2008, and we're still going to see everything happen that Lindsay says would happen, because he was there in the board meeting rooms of the major oil companies in Prudhoe Bay in Alaska in the 1970s and 80s. And he is going to once again review that for you tonight, and he's going to also go beyond that. As you know, what's been happening lately with the dollar, with the stock market, what's going on with metals and so forth, is not a light matter at all, and it's not a market correction at all. It's much more than that. He's just come back from Canada now, I believe Ontario, and he is going to be with us, in fact, right now. Lindsay Williams, the Energy Non-Crisis. Hello, Lindsay.
Rick, thank you so much for letting me be on your show tonight. You cannot imagine how much I appreciate it.
Well, the appreciation is mine. We haven't talked in a long time, and as you know, quite a bit's been happening since then, since last year, and just in the last couple of days, a lot has been happening, as I'm sure you are well aware, Lindsay.
Rick, you are so right. So much is happening so fast. You know, I lecture all over the country week after week. In fact, I've got a two-month period here that I think we're going every weekend somewhere in the nation. We were in Vancouver, B.C., Canada this past weekend.
Oh, you're in Vancouver, yep.
And things are happening so rapidly until I think I can honestly say that almost weekly my presentation would vary by 25 to 30% just because of new material that's going on out there.
I don't doubt that at all.
It's hard for me to even believe, Rick, how rapidly this whole situation is developing. It's startling. The date, oh my goodness, one of the most significant dates in modern times will take place the month of March. March the 21st, 2007 is one of the most significant dates that I can think of in modern times.
And why is that, Lindsay?
Well, the country of Iran is the third largest oil producer in the world. Of course, Saudi Arabia is number one. Iraq was two, and Iraq's oil supply now has been stopped. And now Iran, we have entire numbers of models of ships out there. We have two aircraft carriers. They're threatening Iran more by the day. And Iran has nothing to do whatsoever with nuclear. Nothing at all. Everything in Iran is about March the 21st, 2007, and they must be stopped at any price, because that's the day that the third largest oil producer in the world has said that any time after March the 21st, 2007, the American dollar is outlawed in the country of Iran. That means if any person is found having an American dollar, attempting to use an American dollar, trade oil using an American dollar, they'll be put in jail after March the 21st.
All right, we'll be back. Lindsay Williams, jump aboard. The energy non-crisis, the dollar crisis, real crisis, tonight on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency, If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and Lindsay Williams is with us, and Lindsay, of course, the author of the number of books, including The Energy Non-Crisis and many others, all also offering a kit, a DVD set that brings you audiovisual information from a number of top sources. Many of them are just not found anywhere else, and they're being used on cable access programs, alternative media, internet. And Lindsay, of course, you just made some shocking statements, but let's back up a little bit. For those new-timers, those who join us newly every day, who have never heard of you before, because I know you haven't been on in a while, once again, give us a brief sketch of who you are and how you can speak with such authority.
Well, Rick, I oftentimes remark if I had not lived my own story, I would have trouble believing it myself. And it all began in 1970. I was a missionary, of all things, in the state of Alaska. That was the year they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and the 25,000 pipeliners would converge on that state to build the biggest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth, 800 miles from the huge new oil find up on Prudhoe Bay at the Arctic Ocean to Valdez in southern Alaska. And when I heard, just be honest, Rick, you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. If you heard that 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, onerous, cussing, disdrinkingest folks on the face of the earth were going to converge on your state, the same thing would come to your mind, I'm sure, that came to mind. They must need some spiritual guidance. So I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That was a consortium of nine major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? They literally laughed at me. They said, oh, We never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. I kept going back and back and back. I guess persistence paid off. And after a while, they said, okay, we don't know what to do with you, don't know how to describe your job. Just go up to Prudhoe Bay and see what you can do. Arctic wilderness, nobody but pipeliners, no cities, and I did. About 6 months later, R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me, and he said, Chaplain, we never knew how much money you would save us, how good it was to have a chaplain in the camps, how much atmosphere change you made in those camps. He said, you literally are doing wonders up there for us, and we have just voted to give you executive status.
Mm.
Now, I said, well, Mr. King, what does that mean? He said, go any place you'd like. You have an executive pass. Live in executive dorms. Write your own airline tickets when you want to go home. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Rick, there is no way in this world that I would have ever known what I was getting into. For 3 years' time, by the providence of God, I sat in the board meetings with the people that you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF and the top oil company officials of the world. I had an opportunity to sit across the dinner table and the breakfast table from them, live in the same dorms with them, analyze how they think and what they do. You know, most authors read other authors' books and attempt to write about the super rich in the world. I lived with them literally at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years' time, and as a result wrote 6 books about how they do, what they do, how they think, and all the mechanisms they use. If someone had asked me, Rick, in 1970, Lindsey Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me in 1980, after I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world? I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, that's the reason that tonight on your program, I am so glad to be here, because I know and understand the mindset of the international financiers, the power brokers of the world, because no way except by the providence of God could a little unknown, insignificant missionary have ever had the opportunity to live for 3 years' time with the super wealthy of the world. I know their mindset. I think I know about what they're about to do. I understand what they have done. And 35 years ago, when I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, I said gasoline's going to $3 a gallon. People laughed at me. They said the economy can't handle it. Well, I'm telling you now it's going to go to $6 to $7 a gallon, and nobody laughs at me anymore, because they realize that if we, perchance, are crazy enough to do what it looks as though we might, and the Strait of Hormuz has one supertanker to go down in it, we'll see $150 a barrel oil overnight. We'll see $2,000 gold within a few days' time. And we'll see gasoline go to $6 to $7 at the gas pump in no time flat. Now, Iran has said that as of March the 21st, and this is the first nation ever on the face of the earth to do this. Mm-hmm. Iran has said as of March the 21st, not one American dollar will be used for the trade of our oil. Now, since oil began to be traded years ago, the American dollar has always been used as the standard currency for the trade of crude oil. Iran jumped ship, the first nation ever on the face of the earth. And what's happening in Iran right now is not necessarily, it may have some credence to it, but not necessarily all about nuclear. It's rather about the dollar, because Iran, following suit, North Korea on January the 25th of 2007, said we're outlawing the American dollar. Malaysia followed suit the same week and said we are outlawing the use of the American dollar. If other nations such as Venezuela and, oh my goodness, and what Chavez said just the other day is so startling, nationalizing all the oil companies and oil fields in Venezuela. And one by one, because Iran has been bold enough to step out and do this, other nations are following suit, and it will collapse the American dollar. And I had the shocker of my life in Vancouver, BC, Canada, this past weekend, Rick. I'm still kind of shaking in my shoes almost at what I heard.
Had
a big rally on Saturday. And after the rally on Saturday, people were literally elated. They said, we never knew such information was out there. And they said, please, is there any possible way that we can bring our friends and neighbors? We did not know the value of what you were giving here on Saturday night. And they said, is there any way you can have a rally before you leave here again? Well, I wasn't going to leave until Monday, so I said, okay, if you can get a group of people together on Sunday afternoon, I will. In the meantime, a very credible person, I mean, I know this person, I've known them for some time, they are not a fly-by-night. They called a bank president in Vancouver, BC, Canada, and told him some of the things that I had given on Saturday. They said, what do you think about what this man said? He said, I concur with everything he said. He said, I have no reason to doubt what he's saying at all. Then, Rick, here it is. This bank president of a bank in Vancouver, BC, Canada said, our bank is already making preparations for the crash of the American dollar. You could have heard a pin drop in that room. And I had to repeat it again. I said, the bank president said what? He said, our bank in Vancouver, BC, Canada already is beginning preparation. Now, preparation means getting rid of their paper, getting rid of their American paper of every kind, is already making preparations for the crash of the American dollar. As I travel outside the United States of America, which I do quite often, when I travel outside this country, I find the only people in this world that don't know that the dollar is about to crash is the American public.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know what China has just done the last day or two, Red China, and they are strategic players in this whole minefield. And what they are doing basically is the exact same thing. They're moving out dollars and getting rid of them as quickly as they can, which, of course, is measured, as you see in the stock market response. The stock market is not the cause. It's the effect. And people are dumping their stocks, trading off a lot of stocks. There's a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And Mr. Bernanke, you know, comes along and says, don't worry, we're going to take care of everything. And that's what scares me, is that the Fed is taking care of everything. And you know as well as I do, that means trouble ahead for the dollar. And it means not just the currency, but it means our way of life, means everything that we hold near and dear in this nation.
November the 1st, 2006, China. Now, this is a communist country. China holds $1 trillion of American paper. That's T-bills, bonds, paper currency of every kind. $1 trillion. $1 trillion, Rick, would buy all of the available gold on the face of the earth. I didn't say all the gold, but all of the available gold on the face of the earth. If China dumped the paper that they have, the American paper, they could bankrupt the United States of America overnight. And China has lost because of the American dollar's decline in value. China has lost somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $4 billion just on the $1 trillion of paper currency that they hold. Now, we are in a world of hurt here, and the American people don't realize just how precarious this is. And that's the reason I can honestly say I appreciate more than you can possibly imagine you allowing me to be here tonight to tell the American people what is happening.
I have no doubt about it. In Bob Chapman's latest report, the international forecaster, he's saying pretty much the same thing, and these neocons are moving ahead with their plans for war despite their propaganda to the contrary in the last day or so. They're setting up a total and complete war scenario. All right, we will be back with Lindsey Williams in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, for Bob. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Lindsey Williams back with us, and Lindsey... Yeah, some dire consequences are about to be had, and as you have pointed out, this is not by accident. This is not a free fall of the dollar. This has been going on for some time, and a deliberate policy of inflation, deliberate policy of selling the debt, deliberate policy of deficit spending deliberately to be monetized, and then, of course, we see the result with all of these international assets now, these other nations buying up America, the roads, the bridges, and so on and so forth. It's really one big global plan, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, when I sat in the board meetings with the power elite of the world, I learned that they do everything by design plan. They have an agenda. They know exactly where they're going and everything they're going to do. And they give us buzzwords to tell us what their intentions are in advance. The only problem is the average American doesn't know how to understand and decipher what they're saying. Now, for instance, there is a magazine in Germany. It is the counterpart of Business Week magazine in America. It's called Der Stiegel, D-E-R-S-T-I-E-G-E-L. You can go to a newsstand and find this and prove what I'm saying. Der Stiegel, this week, the counterpart of the Business Week magazine of America, which is very well respected, Der Stiegel has the front cover article inside pages telling of what's happening to the worldwide economy, and in the article, they predict a worldwide financial collapse within 1 year and say that the American dollar is a thing of the past. Right in the leading magazine, business magazine of Europe, and that's this week. The only people that don't realize that the American dollar is in trouble is the American. And I go back to my statement I've made so much lately. The standard currency of the world is oil. Now, since oil began to be traded, the American dollar has always been the standard currency of the world, and it was used by every nation. They held it. They revered it. They looked up to it. They're dumping it. They're dumping it so fast, it is unbelievable. Now, the standard currency of the world is no longer the American dollar. The standard currency of the world is oil. And whoever uses their particular currency, whether it be the ruble, whether it be the euro, whatever it may be, whatever currency is used for the trade of oil becomes the standard currency for that particular thing. Now, these nations are jumping ship. And someone asked me in this seminar that I had in Vancouver, BC, Canada this past weekend, they said, well, why is this so significant for the dollar? I said, okay. We have $9 trillion national debt. I mean, it's astronomical amount of debt we have. $9 trillion. Now, what does that mean? That means that the United States of America, the Federal Reserve, had to sell that debt to somebody. Who'd they sell it to? Japan, China, India, all over the world. People, Saudi Arabia, they're all holding American paper. Mm-hmm. That means T-bills, bonds, Federal Reserve issues of all kinds, and American currencies. Now, as long as they keep buying that debt, then Congress can keep on spending like wild. But once the nations of the world say, wait a minute, $9 trillion national debt? There's no way in this world that you can survive as a nation with that. And so they begin to bail out because they're scared to death, just as China did. And you know what happened to the stock market on yesterday? Well, now these nations are saying, we don't want to buy your debt anymore. We don't trust it. We've got to have hard assets, but we aren't trusting your debt anymore. So what happens to the American dollar when there's no one to buy our $9 trillion national debt? The dollar folds up. It collapses. And that's what we're on the verge of right now. America cannot continue the astronomical spending and indebtedness that it has and maintain itself as the prime nation of the world and as the standard currency of the world. Mm-hmm. I got this the other day. This, I'm going to give some names because the only way in the world I can prove this, the average person out there in the listening audience, you're really going to have to investigate this for yourself and find it. It is so unbelievable. Until when I found it, I said, I've got to. Okay, I'm going to give you the name of Paul Bremer. I think all of you recognize this outstanding individual mm-hmm. who had part in Iraq prior to Mr. Bush invasion and all that sort of thing. Well, Paul Bremer, just a few days ago, was subpoenaed to the U.S. Congressional Committee. And he was put under oath, and they required him to tell what happened on a certain date. And I was, this is in the congressional record now. Anybody can look this up that wants to. And here's what Paul Bremer admitted to. The U.S. flew $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills into Iraq and then distributed the cash with no proper control over who was receiving it and how it was being spent. The staggering scale of the biggest transfer of cash in the history of the Federal Reserve has been graphically laid out by a U.S. congressional committee. Now, when did this take place? It took place around the date of June the 22nd, 2004.
All right, Lindsey Williams, we'll be right back with you, and we will take calls in a little while on the program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. More shocking information yet to come. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All righty, we're back with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, the Paul Bremer story is an interesting one, and it never seems to go away. The same group of characters. You remember the Shalabi case, right?
Yes.
And you remember, the Clinton administration was heavily involved, laying the groundwork before Bush even took office with the Iraqi National Congress, the so-called dissidents. Right now, even as we speak, of course, as you know, and we'll get into this later, the CIA has its plants, as the Army, the Special Corps, and so forth, are heavily, deeply involved in Iranian territory. I mean, we're there. We're occupying their soil. That is the United States government. And, of course, they're not preparing to make love. They're not preparing to have a romantic interlude with the government of Iran, or Mr. Ahmadinejad, as you know. So the United States government, now under the control of these internationalists and Zionists, globalists, and so forth, are waltzing us to war, and they're pretending now to be open to dialogue, which you know and I know is the typical dialectic before the final hammer falls. So it is not very promising, and I'm looking at 2007 this year and into 2008, how you could make with confidence the prediction that was given to you by the oil company executives, the price of energy going through the roof. It's a control factor. It's all about controlling us, and then within just a year's time, we'll see a complete, total destruction of the dollar, if that indeed is what they're doing. That's their plan.
The name of the game is control. I learned so quickly when I was with these people that they could write a check for $1 million a day for the rest of their life and never spend all the money they had. The name of the game is the control of humanity, the rulership of human beings. But the United States of America, there is no way that our dollar can maintain itself when we take C-130 airplanes, ship 281 million $100 shrink-wrapped bills weighing 363 tons, were sent from New York to Baghdad, and then thrown out of the back of pickup trucks in order to maintain the economy over there, which was so collapsing. I mean, $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills when they can't even take care of their own people from Katrina, when they can't handle the problems that are going on in America from our street people to you name it, and when our economies are so bad that Ford and General Motors and Chrysler are all on the verge of bankruptcy, and yet they go over there and drop $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills. So Paul Bremer, of course, was the chairman of the Coalition of Provisional Authority, and he had to admit when he was called and put under oath before a congressional committee just a few weeks ago, he had to admit that all this was so. If the American people had, well, I woke up on Monday morning, and we would take an airplane back to where I live from Vancouver, B.C., and the newspaper was there, and as I sat down to eat breakfast before catching the airplane, I read the newspaper. Here it is, front page headlines. Iran, rice to Iran, stop now. And it goes on the front page with about half of the front page saying America is going to invade Iran. Then I turn to the inside page, and they have an entire page interviewing an Israeli officer talking about the aircraft carriers that we have, that we've just sent another one over there, with the battalions that are already ready. You know, in the United States of America, they would never allow this to be published. And here was the lead newspaper in Vancouver, B.C., telling that the United States of America is about to invade Iran. Well, you know, I'm not saying that. The newspaper said it. And we are on the verge of some of the most catastrophic events that could ever imagine. Exactly, in a nutshell, what's happening is Iran has said, we're not going to use the dollar for the sale of oil anymore. America knows, our Federal Reserve people know, our president and vice president, both being oil men, they know that if other countries follow suit of what Iran has said they're going to do and not use the American dollar, and if Iran gets by with it, they can't afford to let them get by with it. But then they've got to do something. And if Iran gets by with it, they know it's going to collapse the American dollar.
And then the other fallout is, you know, there are generals in the Pentagon now who have already basically said that if Bush orders strikes against Iran now, that they're, you know, willing to leave, and they're willing to do more than that. They're willing to cause a ripple effect in the Pentagon, and that spells disaster for our troops. Do you realize our troops are sitting ducks there, right there in the middle of all of this? And when they learn that there is this major division going on now because of these neocons controlling Washington, that this is going to be the most horrifying news for them. Not only mentally and psychologically, but the fact that they will be sitting ducks for the fallout. And Israel says it's preparing to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. Cy Hirsch, you all know, has said without any congressional oversight, the Bush administration, to stem the growth of the Shiite influence in the Middle East, especially the Iranian government and Hezbollah in Lebanon, has been funding violent Sunni groups. This is what the United States, the Zionists, the internationalists want. They want a situation of ungovernability. They want total chaos because they knew the result when they toppled Saddam Hussein would be to indeed create a Shiite insurgency. And they knew that the Sunnis and the Shiites would be spilling over into the entire Middle East. This whole warfare now, Lindsay, is going to be a massive conflagration. throughout the Middle East. But that's what they want. They want that because out of this crisis can come a new order, a new control. And that's exactly the formula they've been following for millennia, my friend.
Rick, in light of what you and I have just said,
yes,
and I agree with everything you just said, 100%,
mm-hmm,
and I could back it up with 2 hours if we had it,
sure,
of notes that I've got in front of me here that I give in a normal lecture. In light of all of these things, I beg every person in your listening audience to restructure immediately. I don't mean next week,
yep,
or a month from now. You don't have that long. You need to restructure immediately. And someone asked me in this seminar up in B.C., they said, what do you mean, restructure? I said, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live in light of what's about to happen, what you've heard, and what I'm telling you? I said, restructure your household accordingly and decide what you are willing to live with. Now, this is having repercussions in America to the point that, an example, here's an entrepreneur in China. Now, China does allow that now. And here's an entrepreneur in China that's been selling products to Walmart. Let's just use this as an example. And he has $1 million of American paper that Walmart has paid him. And all of a sudden, he hears the things that you and I are talking about tonight. He hears that the American dollar is about to collapse and that we've got $9 trillion national debt. He gets scared to death. He said, I don't want to lose what I've made, my hard-earned money. He said, what am I going to do? So he turns around and he says, I'm getting out of paper. I want to get into hard assets. Listen to this one. Oh, this is so. On a single day in June, an Australian-Spanish partnership paid $3.8 billion to lease International Toll Road. An Australian company bought a 99-year lease on Virginia's Pocahontas Parkway. A Texas officials decided to let a Spanish-American partnership build and run a toll road from Austin to Seguin for 50 years. Now, why are they doing this? These foreigners are saying, give me tangibles. I want land. I want farms. I want toll roads. I want anything, but I want out of your paper as fast as I can get out. And the world is dumping American paper by the train car. I mean, they're dumping it for everything they're worth as fast as they can get out. China's dumping it. This banker in Vancouver, B.C., that's basically what he was referring to when he said to that person, our bank right now is in the process of preparation for the crash of the American dollar. And basically what he was saying was, we're dumping. We're getting out of everything. Why do you think the British pound has gone so high in the past few weeks? It's because people are buying euros, they're buying pounds, they're buying Swiss francs, they're buying everything imaginable. They're getting out of the American dollar, they're dumping. Oh, my goodness, no wonder they don't publish the M3 anymore, monetary aggregate, the Federal Reserve. It scared the daylights out
Absolutely.
Of people if they knew how much paper was floating around out there unused.
Sure. Now, you having been in this unique position to see and hear what was to come in the future, the executive board meetings, you know and I know now that here we have the major players, the oil companies, these multinational corporations that owe no allegiance to any sovereign nation like the United States. They have now taken over, as you said, the second world oil reserves, and that is in Iraq. And what they are going to do now, the approval that will be coming probably from the parliament, which you know who controls the parliament of Iraq, they're looking for an approval, I guess, by May, is what I'm told. And once approved, many people are saying that Bush is going to start withdrawing some troops from Iraq, and the oil company people, the major people there, will have what they wanted all along. Previously, they had no bidding. They had no control. Now they'll have these huge oil reserves, and basically they'll have almost the whole world under their control.
You're exactly
right, Rick.
It'll
be a virtual monopoly, an oligopoly, if you will.
The standard currency of the world is oil. Not the American dollar, not the euro, neither the ruble. Let me try to put it this way, because we've only got a few more moments to go, and I feel so desperate within my very being for the average person listening to your program tonight who's sitting there literally panting, wondering what's going on. Let me try to put it this way. If you had lived in 1928, 1 year before the Great Depression of 1929, and you had known without any doubt that Depression was going to take place, what would you have done? If you had lived in Europe before World War I and World War II, and you knew in advance that those wars were going to take place, what would you have done? If you had worked in the Twin Towers before 9/11, and you could prove without a doubt that 9/11 was going to take place, those towers would collapse, would you have gone to work that morning? If you had lived in New Orleans prior to Katrina, and you knew that Katrina was going to take place, would you have stayed in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rick, I'm going to go down to the clincher. If you had lived 2,000 years ago, the week before the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem's manger, and you had known in advance that he was going to be born that night, would you have joined those shepherds that were told by the angels to go to Bethlehem's manger and see the Messiah of the world born? Now, you're hearing it from Rick day after day after day. He's allowed me the privilege of being on his show tonight to tell you what I live, what I heard. I know the mindset of the internationalist. I lived with them for 3 years. Very few people ever had such privilege as I did in the providence of God to be with those people. I'm telling you right now, the dollar is going to collapse. It's only a matter of time. Gasoline is going to $6 to $7 a gallon. Mark my words. We will have crude oil $150 a barrel. All of this is a part of the total process of bringing about a complete control of the United States of America. All of these things are done by design plan. I heard them when I sat in their board meetings talk about a 30-year plan in advance of what they were going to do, and I watched them carry it out meticulously, exactly as they said they were going to do it. Now, I think I know their mindset enough to know what is in store for the American people.
And I think you have predicted it quite well. And as we're seeing right now, the gasoline prices now at the pump dramatically rising here in New England. Just a few weeks ago, they were hovering of a low test premium. They were around $2.12.9 a gallon. Now they're around $2.40 a gallon within a matter of 3 weeks, at a time when people are not driving much, cannot drive, and home heating oil, of course, is the issue now. Gasoline prices, once again, are being jockeyed up. Isn't that interesting, Lindsay? Now,
yes.
Is that supply and demand? Is that terrorism? Is that pipeline problems? Is that transferring problems? Is that refinery capacity problems? Is it? No.
No,
it's
there
much
is no
more
shortage
than
whatsoever. And if just one tanker is blown up in the Strait of Hormuz, and the supply of oil from the Middle East is cut off, you will see that price go up to $150 a barrel, $6 to $7 a gallon. The American dollar is in such jeopardy, I can't even imagine what would happen. When Mr. Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, went into office, we had a $1 trillion national debt. 8 years later, we had $2 trillion national debt. When Bush Sr., George Herbert Bush, went into office, we had a $2 trillion national debt. 4 years later, we had a $4 trillion national debt. When Bill Clinton went into office, we had a $4 trillion national debt. When he left office, we had a $6 trillion national debt in 8 years. When George Bush, President Bush, now in office, went into office, we had a $6 trillion national debt. We now have a $9 trillion national debt, and it is predicted it'll go to $10 trillion by the time he leaves office. There is no way that the American dollar can survive in light of all of these things.
I would agree. No question about it. And once again, it is not by accident that it's happening. It was indeed planned that way. As FDR said himself many, many years ago, this new world order is being forged, and it's being done right before our very eyes. Lindsay, we'll take a break, and I trust you can stay with us for the program. So we'll do that. We'll keep you on as long as you can stay to the end if you can, and we'll entertain phone calls along the way. Let me give the number now, 800-313-9443. And if you haven't availed yourself of Lindsay's materials, his videos, his DVDs, his books, tonight he'll, I'm sure, offer you an opportunity to catch up and get the message out now as fast as you can. So those of you who are going to be calling in now, we'll definitely give all of you a chance to ask Lindsay a specific question or make an observation about the issues which we're speaking about. Once again, 800-313-9443 is the number here right now, exclusively with Lindsay Williams at rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with Pastor Lindsay Williams, who was there, right there on the spot, and now he's here once again bringing you this message, which is obviously and totally verified by what is taking place before your very eyes. So wake up, America, get on the ball, get out, and begin to do what needs to be done. First of all, seek the face of the Almighty, and then begin to prepare. We'll be back with more of Lindsay Williams, Rick Adams.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back. The energy non-crisis, the world crisis, the dollar crisis. Lindsay Williams is with us. Lindsay, before we start taking calls, and we have lines just about filling up now, did you want to offer a specific offer tonight? Did you want to make an offer tonight for people listening to get out the materials that you have accumulated in the past few years?
Rick, I beg people to know all of the issues so that you can take action for your own household. You know, in 1929, the great stock market crash and the Depression began. It was 1932 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York. We are in a grace period such as that. From 1929 to 1932 was a grace period. People could do something about it. They still had time before they wound up on the streets and soup lines. Right now, we are in that grace period, and I have prepared 12 hours, that's correct, 12 hours of DVD viewing, the most comprehensive that you could ever possibly see anywhere. Some of these are items you'll get nowhere except from me. I began in the year 1960. I come up to 2007 with intricate details of everything that's happening in the energy field, in the financial field, in the banking world. I even have an interview with a person who helped to set up the international banking cartel years ago. And when he retired, he dared to give me an interview that many people say we have never heard anything as intricate and comprehensive as this. Another one of these DVDs is on the American farmer, what's happening. They cannot afford to farm their crops past $3 a gallon on diesel fuel. And I go on and on, and there's one 7 hours long, one of the DVDs, it will change your life. You know, on Saturday when we had this meeting in Vancouver, one of the people looked at the DVD between then and Sunday, and I asked on Sunday, I said, have you ever seen this DVD? The person said, oh, you're right. It will change your life. They said, we have never seen anything like this. 12 hours of DVD viewing. Now, I only sell four of these DVDs. I'm going to give you three I'll give you two as a gift. There's six DVDs total in the packet. And I will give you a copy of two of my books, The Energy Non-Crisis and You Can Live, both full-length books, over 200 pages, beautiful multicolor covers. I will give them to you as a gift, those books, and give you two of the DVDs free of charge when you buy my packet of DVDs. 12 hours, everything. It covers the modern-day microbial mutations. It deals with vaccinations. Mm-hmm. It covers every imaginable subject of how the powers that be are dumbing down the American people and the world. Please call this number, 800-321-2900. 12 hours, a complete library of material. You can have it in your home. You only buy four of the DVDs. I give you two free and two of my books I give you also free. There are operators standing by yet tonight who will be glad to take your credit card that you might know the truth. As Rick said a moment ago, the Bible has the answer. You shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No. Mm-hmm. When I say that, people laugh and say that's not the right way. You're exactly right. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There is no reason to be afraid.
Absolutely.
Considering the things that Rick and I have said tonight, you have no fear whatsoever when you know the truth. The only people that become afraid and freak out when things happen is those who don't know the issues. And I've covered every issue imaginable. No stone is left unturned. Here's the number again. It's toll-free, 800-321-2900.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming right up. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll get to your calls in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams. Lindsay Williams, our guest.